Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, April 29, 1952, a letter to the editor of the Barbados Advocate expressed concern for the practice of artificial birth control methods in Barbados. History has shown that birth control as a method of limiting population size was always a part of the human experience from ancient Egypt to medieval Europe. It would appear that the letter writer was reacting to controversy surrounding the modern birth control movement that began in the 19th century and continued throughout the early to mid-20th century. In fact, in an essay written in 1798, Thomas Maltras, an Anglican priest, statistician, and economist, is credited with giving impetus to the birth control movement of the 19th century and the rise of the Malthusian movement. However, as a priest, Malthus did not support artificial methods of birth control, but advocated that chastity and late marriages would assist in population control. The letter writer, Iris Holder, in advancing her opposition to birth control, quoted Genesis chapter 1, verses 22 to 31, where God directed man to, and I quote, increase, multiply, and fill the earth, end quote. Further pointing out that, quote, since then, nature in the animal and vegetable life has quietly gone on, recreating the earth according to God's scheduled plan. But man alone dares to defy the Almighty's creative scheme, end quote. Mrs. Holder also highlighted the claim that the earth had the capacity to provide for all and pointed out that at the time, countries like the USA, Brazil, and British Guiana were throwing away excess wheat, coffee, and milk. Additionally, she posited that during World War II, France did not have the manpower to fight Germany because France was practicing birth control. As a response to birth control being introduced into Barbados, the writer suggested that the clergy on the island, along with the educational and social entities, should, quote, form a united front against this ugly menace, end quote. And she further advised that youth must be trained to respect their bodies as the temples of the Holy Ghost, end quote. Ironically, in May 1954, about 2 years after this letter was penned, the Barbados Family Planning Association was established and has maintained a program of educating the Barbadian public on sexual and reproductive health that includes the responsible use of artificial and natural birth control methods. 30 years later, in 1983, the Barbados Parliament passed the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, making abortion legal under various circumstances, thus giving women greater control of their reproductive rights. Therefore, on this day, April 29, 1952, Iris Holder shared her views against birth control with the editor of the Barbados Advocate, but the evolution of time and societal norms would make this issue a moot point.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.